Freedom is just another word for the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. A podcast that proudly flies the flag every day. And now, practicing bird calls under the spreading chestnut tree, it's Medicare expert Doug Jones.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. You may have already heard that I am Doug Jones, your Medicare expert, and I can't tell you how happy I am to be here sharing this valuable time with you. What makes it valuable, you might ask? Well, the value is in the service and the knowledge that I can provide to help people who are approaching Medicare. When you think about a Medicare encounter, I don't know about you specifically, but many people are concerned and they're trepidatious and they are really overly worried about the possibility of making a mistake. And therefore, they look around for sources of information that are reliable and that are easy to digest and understand. Well, I have provided just such a source of information, and I'm not blowing my own horn here. These are the reviews and these are the responses from people who have read my book. And it is the kind of thing that will set your mind at ease if you're looking at a Medicare encounter and will allow you to avoid mistakes that could cost you time, money, and real big irritation. What I would do if I were you and I were thinking about Medicare is go to Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com, recently published as an offering on their website as well, and type in Medicare for the Lazy Man 2024. At Amazon, you're going to find four different books. You're going to find the paperback, which is available both at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. That is the workhorse of the offerings that we have. You can also get the Kindle reader version, very inexpensive. You can get the Audible version and listen to me read the Medicare knowledge that you would like to learn. And if you have people you'd like to impress, for a mere $24, you can purchase the hardcover book. And you can put that proudly on your shelf to show your friends and visitors to the house that you actually have some taste and class. And that's what the hardcover version of the book will do for you. I, on the other hand, have Randy Carson to tell me that I have taste and class. So I'm going to listen to him tell me that again. Randy, lay it on me.
How long has it been, Doug, since they told you you had taste and class?
You might never have told me that. I maybe, my imagination might be running away with me today.
Oh, I doubt that. You're a good guy. I love working with you.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you on the other side of the screen, Randy.
So, well, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. So anyway, we have, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to cut my time short here because I know Doug has just a whole plethora of information he wants to share.
He's
a busy guy. There's people lined. I mean, there are literally people lined up at his doorstep waiting to get some time with Doug.
Yes, many of them are bill collectors and people who perform services. But thank you, Randy, for letting me get right to the beeswax that we're here for. The first thing I have in my pile of curated material is an announcement. Diane Omdahl is a woman who is very active in the Medicare arena, and she writes a bunch of columns, and she has an advisory company in Wisconsin. And she mentioned a few weeks ago that she did some research and found only one company that's offering a Medicare MSA plan, medical savings account, a Medicare medical savings account plan. We used to have one that was operative in about 35 states, and it was a great deal. And I had some big, big plans for that Medicare MSA plan in 2024. And I mentioned it in the book. I had a chapter about that plan every year for a couple of years. And then the owners of the plan decided to remove it from sale. They took it off the marketplace. Now, it really did a good thing for a person that I have as a client. That client had been remiss in not getting a Medicare supplement plan. She was 73 years old, had never had a Medicare supplement because she was always healthy as a horse, and she was always flush. She was a very successful accountant, so she never felt the need to buy additional insurance to cover a Medicare incident. And she went to the doctor one time, received a dire diagnosis, and the diagnosis included the possibility of a cure that involved stem cell research or stem cell collection. And she said, well, sign me up for that cure, and I've got Medicare to pay the bulk of the bills, and I'll just dip into my savings for the rest of it. And the doctors at this particular university hospital in a given state refused to do her stem cell collection because they said, without a Medicare supplement, we don't think you have enough insurance for us to do this procedure that may save your life in the future. So what happened? Her friend contacted me, and I worked on this. I tried to get her a Medicare supplement. No insurance company would touch her. After not having had a Medicare supplement, she had to fill out a questionnaire, a health questionnaire, and she was turned down a couple of times. And eventually, the only thing that we could do was to have her wait until the open enrollment at the end of a given calendar year. Those happen every year from October 15th to December 7th. And I enrolled her in the Medicare MSA plan, the only one I knew of at that time. And that Medicare MSA plan then offered her complete Medicare coverage, including payment for the stem cell collection that the doctors wanted to do. Now, 1 year on that plan, and the announcement came that that plan was being withdrawn from the marketplace. However, I announced that with some happiness, because then I was able to tell this woman that she now had a guaranteed right to get a Medicare supplement of her choice without filling out a health questionnaire. And so she now has Medicare with a Medicare supplement because her Medicare MSA plan was taken away from her. It would have been a very good plan. It had to be explained to the doctors because a lot of them don't know about Medicare MSAs, and they're a little concerned. What is this kind of plan that I might get ripped off by? So it takes more explanation. It takes more work. If you've got a Medicare supplement with regular Medicare, then that doesn't need to be explained to any doctor at all. Well, I'm pleased to say that there is a Medicare MSA plan being sold in one state and one state only. That state is Wisconsin. And I found out from Diane Omdahl, and I'm in the process of jumping through a bunch of hoops to become certified with this plan so that I can offer it to people in Wisconsin who might have a special need. I always recommend Medicare plus a Medicare supplement in order to provide the best protection. However, this Medicare plan, that's Medicare MSA plan, has some powerful things going for it. First of all, it has a fairly high deductible. Now, people that are successful or people who are healthy often don't worry about the deductible. Here's what the thing really happens. It got a zero monthly premium, no dollars and no cents. All year long, it's free of charge. Now, if you get sick, if you have some medical treatment or even routine physical exams, you're going to wind up paying the deductible out of your pocket. This deductible is in the neighborhood of $3,400, I think. I'm going to have to crunch the numbers. But once you hit the deductible, if you have a serious medical condition, then your coverage is 100% for the rest of the year. And it's not going to be some kind of Medicare Advantage scam benefit. It's going to be the Medicare approved procedures, which don't include any gatekeeper. You don't have a network of doctors and hospitals. You can get treated anywhere in the United States at some of the finest cancer institutes and other hospitals that are renowned for their excellence. You can go anywhere in the U.S. to get treatment for medically necessary stuff. And so this Medicare MSA could be a boon to people who are living in Wisconsin and who need a better insurance plan than the typical Medicare Advantage scumbags that we often see operating. In fact, let me read a little article to you that was curated for us today, and it's a continuation of a problem that we addressed at the end of the last episode. This is a class action lawsuit against Humana. They're being accused of using artificial intelligence algorithms to restrict access to care. Last episode, we read about the same sort of legal maneuvering against the United Healthcare Insurance Company, which is the biggest in America. And now we're reading about Humana being accused of using artificial intelligence to restrict access to healthcare for their members, the members of their Medicare Advantage plans. In addition to questioning the algorithm's methodology itself, the lawsuit alleges that employees were pressured to keep up with the model's targets. A newly filed lawsuit alleges that Humana used artificial intelligence algorithms to deny key rehabilitation care for seniors. I hate that word, senior. And Randy hates the word silver. So silver seniors, Randy and I are never going to, you're never going to hear those words come out of our mouth without at least a little bit of ridicule. The suit echoes similar allegations against United Healthcare, and the two are the largest players in the Medicare Advantage market. The plaintiffs say that the insurer relied on a particular artificial intelligence platform, a predictive tool, to make coverage determinations for their members. So the artificial intelligence computer platform is making the decisions instead of their doctors. As such, Humana makes coverage determinations not based on individual patients' needs, but based on the outputs of an artificial intelligence predictive model. In the inappropriate denial of necessary care that was prescribed by the patient's doctors, Humana's implementation of this predictive model resulted in a significant increase in the number of post-acute care coverage denials. A Humana spokesperson said that the insurer, they can't call him a spokesman anymore. They have to call him a spokesperson. Let's add an extra syllable. I'm going to change it back. I'm going to say a Humana spokesman said the insurer does not comment on pending litigation. Well, that's probably pretty convenient. So the lawsuit was brought by two individual plaintiffs, but they say that the affected class could number in the thousands to millions. One of the plaintiffs, 86-year-old Joanne, I'm not going to give her last name here, but she was discharged to a rehabilitation facility in November of 2021 after being hospitalized following a fall. She was under a non-weight-bearing order for 6 weeks due to a leg injury. Humana informed her that she would cancel her coverage after just 2 weeks. I think what it means to say is Humana informed her that her coverage would be canceled after just 2 weeks in the rehab facility, according to the lawsuit, although she was to be non-weight-bearing for an additional month. She appealed the decision but was denied, forcing her family to pay out of pocket for the rehabilitation she needed, according to the suit. A lawsuit filed last month against United Healthcare alleges that their artificial intelligence platform has a 90% error rate, and that the insurer continued to use it despite that fact, because very few members ever appeal claim denials. So that's the unfortunate reality of claims or appeals at these Medicare Advantage companies. Very few people file an appeal, and often they are successful because the companies just are not used to having their decisions questioned by their patients. That's how they feel about their members. They're not highly respected. They are kind of looked down upon as being dumb, I suppose. How Medicare would be affected by a government shutdown. Every so often, Congress fails to come up with a budget, and often there's a lot of saber rattling, and threats about a government shutdown and how everybody's lives would be turned upside down and their Social Security checks would come to a screeching halt and nobody would ever be treated by a doctor because Medicare wouldn't pay the doctor and so they'd close hospitals and all that stuff. Apparently, none of it's true. Apparently, and I've always thought that our life would be better if the government shut down, if not permanently, at least for maybe 50 weeks a year. Let's see what this article says, how Medicare would be affected by a government shutdown. A look at how Medicare would be affected. Oh, well, that's just telling you what I just told you. So, yet again, the clock is ticking for lawmakers to lay down their swords and come to an agreement on funding the federal government to avert a shutdown. If they fail, a government shutdown could affect you, as many agencies, departments, and services would be interrupted until the government reopens. Here's something that I learned from Rush Limbaugh. When the government reopens, all of the employees get back pay. So when the government is shut down, they all go on vacation knowing that they're going to get a big fat check for their back pay when they have to return to work. So we haven't saved any money by shutting down the government. Medicare is one of the many areas that would be affected by a government shutdown. Some agencies, including the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, would continue to provide essential services, albeit with a reduced staff. That means in the event of a funding lapse, Medicare, as well as Medicaid programs and services, would continue, according to the latest CMS contingency plan. Medicare and Medicaid, essential services, the government categorizes those, along with Social Security, as mandatory programs that are funded by existing laws, so they do not require an annual vote by Congress to keep running. This is separate from the many other agencies and departments that are currently at risk of being shut down if Congress fails to pass the bills that would keep them funded. The upshot is that under CMS, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, you would continue to receive Medicare even if a shutdown occurs. Social Security checks, too, would not be affected by a government shutdown. According to the Health and Human Services contingency plan, Medicaid has sufficient funding for the first quarter of fiscal year 2024. Well, we just finished up that quarter. Other CMS programs would continue to include the Health Care Fund, Abuse Control, and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. CMS would also maintain the necessary staff to continue making payments to states that administer the Children's Health Insurance Program, CHIP. Other activities that would continue include the National Institutes of Health Clinical Center, Patients Care and Admittance of New Patients, if medically necessary, as well as the FDA, maintenance of core emergency functions such as monitoring for and responding to foodborne illness and flu outbreaks. Medicare and Medicaid, what would be impacted? About 51% of CMS staff would be furloughed, and current services would be paused during a shutdown. This could lead to longer wait times to speak with a CMS representative during a shutdown. I don't think I've ever wanted to speak with a CMS representative. You would also need to wait till the government reopened to replace your Medicare card. The Social Security Administration, which administers Medicare card, says it would continue certain activities, including those related to timely payments of benefits, but that it would pause its replacement of Medicare cards, among other services. At Health and Human Services, overall, about 42% of staff would be furloughed, but those working on specific operations that have substantial direct service components would be retained. This would include a limited number of employees to support funded activities such as Medicare, Medicaid, and other mandatory health programs. So if the government threatens a shutdown and they try to tell you that your life is going to be negatively affected, I think you can safely laugh. That's what I would do. And I would say, you're wrong. Don't lie to me. Shut the government down and don't pay those people when they're off on vacation. Well, I need a little time to cool off. I'd say that if we listen to some really beautiful commercials that can teach us things about the way of the earth and all the beautiful living things on the earth, then we'll be better off for that. So I'm going to listen carefully to these commercials and we'll be right back. We're back. And I'm hoping that you enjoyed those commercials as much as I did. Here's an article from Breitbart. It was sent to me by a valued client I have who feeds me very, very interesting information, sends articles periodically that I always enjoy encountering. This is an article about the Biden administration. It uses his name. It's Joe Biden moves to slash Medicare Advantage. Now, we all know that Joe Biden is not really capable of moving to slash anything. He barely knows what planet he's on. But in this case, they're using Joe Biden's name to refer to the people who are really pulling the puppet strings. There are people working behind the scenes to advance the agenda that the Democrats want to have advanced. And so this article blames everything on Joe Biden. The Biden administration on Monday will cut base payments for Medicare Advantage plans by an average of 0.16%. That's not even 1%. It's 0.16%, despite a pressure from Republicans and healthcare experts. This follows Biden making controversial moves in the risk-adjusting coding system, allegedly to make Medicare Advantage payments more accurate. Biden's move would impact more than half of the Medicare enrollees, as many American seniors now look to Medicare Advantage for their healthcare needs. American seniors enrolled in Medicare Advantage plans could see supplemental benefits reduced or cost sharing increased by $33 a month in 2025, according to experts. An analyst said if President Biden's team is gambling, President Biden's team is gambling that Medicare Advantage beneficiaries won't realize before the election the benefits that Biden's team is causing them to lose come January of 2025. Biden's move to slash Medicare Advantage comes as Trump told Breitbart News he will never touch Social Security or Medicare. This runs contrary to claims from Biden and Democrats that he would cut entitlement programs. I will never do anything that will jeopardize or hurt Social Security or Medicare, Trump explained. We'll have to do it elsewhere, but we're not going to do anything to hurt them. A 2021 Commonwealth Fund study found that 90% of Medicare Advantage enrollees were satisfied with their care, which is about the same as that for traditional Medicare. Research has even shown that Medicare Advantage outperforms Medicare on 16 different clinical quality measures. Breitbart News reported Biden once sponsored a bill that would sunset and subsequently review and reauthorize programs such as Social Security, Medicare. Further, Biden may have forgotten that he sponsored a bill in 1975 when he was a senator from Delaware that would have sunset and subsequently required review and reauthorization or not of federal programs, which reportedly included Social Security. I don't know why that sentence was in there twice, but Republicans and conservatives are crying foul about Biden's axing of Medicare Advantage. Well, I'm a Republican and a conservative, mostly a conservative. I'm not really a Republican, but I will not cry foul about anybody who axes Medicare Advantage because I believe Medicare Advantage plans are bad for most people that have them. And the potential is always there for them to be disappointed and perhaps harmed physically by the things that Medicare Advantage plans do to try to save money. So a Republican senator said breaking news, Biden just cut Medicare benefits again. 2.8 million Florida seniors use Medicare Advantage, and Biden's cuts will cost them an extra $400 per year. Biden's war on seniors is devastating, and I'm fighting like hell to reverse this terrible decision. What we should do is fight like hell to encourage people to use Medicare plus a Medicare supplement. That's what we should be fighting like hell for. So an Oklahoma representative is a chairman of the Republican Study Committee, the commission, and this person said the Biden White House attacks me for wanting to fix and save Medicare. Let's see, what else? I'm going to scan down here. The curator actually got her yellow highlighter out. This is the second cut in 2 years. The latest round of cuts will cost seniors an extra $33 per month. That's $396 per year rate increase for a cohort largely on fixed incomes and still reeling from terrible inflation. That's what the Biden administration ought to be working on, is the inflation. Medicare Advantage is so well-liked and so popular that over 50% of seniors choose it over traditional Medicare. That's not true. Over 50% of Medicares are enrolled in Medicare Advantage plans. In reality, many of them were forced into Medicare Advantage plans by the companies that promised to give them retirement medical insurance. And then when they had the opportunity to force them into a Medicare Advantage plan, they let the federal government take over that obligation. So the fact that we have half of the Medicare population covered by Medicare Advantage plans is not indicative. It's not an accurate indication of their popularity. So moving on with the last paragraph that was curated here, cutting a program as popular as Medicare Advantage seems out of character for most Democrats, unless those cuts are a necessary stepping stone toward one of their ultimate goals. And here we are, ladies and gentlemen, Medicare for all. When you hear Medicare for all, you think Canadian socialized medicine. Democrats have been upfront about wanting a single-payer Medicare for all type system. Perhaps Medicare Advantage and its 33 million customers are simply collateral damage in getting there. I say that Medicare Advantage is the major step that is going to cause our system to be Canadianized. And Medicare Advantage should be stomped out and eradicated and left open the freedom of Medicare, which is a much more benign system of medical treatment, medical payment of the bills. I'm a little flummoxed because I'm looking at an article that was curated for me by Tony. Tony spells her name with an I because she is a girl. And the question here that Tony answers is, how do I enroll in Medicare? And this has actually inspired me to add some information to my next year's book, my 2025 book, because I was told by the content curator that I needed to explain more fully how people should enroll in Medicare. Who knew that she received that information from Tony with an I? So the question is, hello, Tony, I am turning 65 in July and I'm bombarded with mail and telemarketing calls. I'm not receiving Social Security, and a friend who just got Medicare is receiving her Social Security check. Do I have to be receiving my Social Security check in order to get Medicare? Please explain what I should do, because I was waiting to apply for Social Security when I can receive 100% of my Social Security benefits. Currently, I have an individual health plan with a $6,000 deductible, and having Medicare benefits would be a blessing. And this was signed Joan from Phoenix, Arizona. And Tony said, hi, Joan. My name is Tony. Enrolling in Medicare can be very confusing. Most people think that when they turn 65, a magical switch flips on and poof, they're on Medicare. Medicare does not enroll you into Medicare. Social Security is the governmental agency that enrolls America into Medicare. So let's discuss how you take your Medicare at the right time. Situation one, when you're turning 65 and receiving Social Security checks, this is the simplest way to get your Medicare card. Social Security will notify Medicare that you have turned 65. Medicare will send your Welcome to Medicare kit 90 days before you turn 65 with your Medicare card in the kit. Remember, Social Security processes the paperwork for Medicare. Joan, this was your friend's situation because she was receiving her Social Security check. Situation number two, turning 65 and still working. Talk to your employer's Human Resources Department. Ask if you need to enroll in Medicare of Part B. If you do not need Part B because you are still working or your spouse is still working and you have health benefits, you may want to delay Part B of Medicare. You may want to enroll in Medicare Part A only. Medicare Part A for most people is free of charge. And if you enroll in Medicare Part A, even though you don't need it, it would be additional coverage and it probably eases your eventual enrollment into Part B. That's what I tell my potential clients. Situation number three, if you're turning 65 and not receiving your Social Security check and you are not covered by your or your spouse's employer's health benefits, individuals approaching 65 under these circumstances need to initiate their own enrollment online at ssa.gov. Now, you don't have to do it online. You can also, there's an 800 number you can call, or you can go to a Social Security office if you have one in an area convenient to you. Anyway, she goes on to say, it's a good idea to open an ssa.gov account well before you turn 65. Joan, this is your Medicare situation because you want to enroll in Medicare, but you're still working, or you may not be working but are waiting past age 65 to receive Social Security. If you have trouble opening an SSA.gov account, contact your local Social Security office. Or here's the number that I referred to before. Call Social Security's 800 number, which is 800-772-1213. And they will give you assistance in opening that account. They will also tell you how to enroll in Medicare if it's time for you to do that. Now, let's go over how to apply online if you do that online at your Medicare. Okay, here it is. The site she gives is www.ssa.gov, that's G-O-V, /Medicare/sign-up. So first you're going to need your name, Social Security number. You're going to need to know your sex, basically, whether you're male or female. So if you have to flip a coin, that's just the luck of the draw. And you're going to need to know your date of birth in order to start this enrollment process. Contact information, including address, phone number, and email address. You're going to have to know all that about yourself. Citizen information about you. In other words, are you a citizen of the United States? What language do you read and speak? Questions about your health benefits. Then submit your application online and view your receipt, which will alert you to any additional information required, such as your marriage license. If you're short of the required 40 quarters and need to apply under your spouse's Medicare benefits or original citizenship papers, if you are a naturalized citizen, your beneficiary verification letter, actually it's a benefit verification letter. That's the headline at the top of the letter in all cases. That will be available on your online password-protected Social Security account when your Medicare application is processed. The benefit verification letter includes your Medicare number and Part A and or Part B effective dates. Your new Medicare card will arrive by mail weeks afterwards, or you can download your Medicare card by going to Medicare.gov and accessing your Medicare. Well, that's news to me. I had not been told that. Your Medicare.gov account contains all your Medicare information. All right. Well, Tony, thank you so much. And I am glad that she's out there to answer questions like that for us. And frankly, I'm glad Randy is out there to bring this whole thing to a close before our audience gets sick and tired of hearing my voice.
Did you hear the engine sputtering?
I didn't hear a thing because you always blame that on my not giving you enough money. So I'm not listening to any sputtering.
Our 75 cents worth of gas is nearly gone. But before we hit the airport on 23 left, let's go ahead and go through a list that I always do because I think it's so important. You can reach out to Doug with an email address of dbj@mlmmailbag.com. He loves to hear from you. Don't forget, Doug is licensed nationwide to help you with your Medicare supplement planning. Check us out at the website, MedicareForTheLazyMan.com. We would also appreciate it if you're running through the internet, find a place to drop a couple reviews for us on the content that we produce. And last but certainly not least, thank you. Thank you for joining us on to listen with Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. And if you weren't checking your watch while we were going, it was 32 and a half minutes or thereabouts that you have spent with Doug Jones, the anti-insurance guy, originally from Oklahoma. No more. He's living in the high ground behind Cave Creek, Arizona, in his fortress of solitude. And I am going to put him in today. Again, I'm going to be nice. It's 80 degrees out. I'm going to be nice. I'm going to say, oh, let's go for 62.5.
I can live with that, Randy. Thank you so much. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us. Come on back for our next episode. Bye-bye.